You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, 7:32 Central Time. It is Thursday, June 11th. That means it is time to check in with Jane Wilkie at Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy.
Happy Thursday morning. Great to have you in studio this morning. And
can you believe it's already the 11th of June when I signed in here at the International Center, which, by the way, if no one is familiar with the International Center, is going through a facelift outside, and I needed to use this temporary entrance this morning. But as I signed in, writing June 11th just really made me realize how fast time is going. And of course, here in St. Louis, we are absolutely experiencing that really, really hot weather. And I learned a new word. The other day on the weather, I heard someone say muggly. So that's an ugly, muggy day, or a muggy, ugly day. So we've got a new word, muggly.
But it's not bad. It cools off at night. So it's tolerable for me.
True. Yes, yes. Well, some of us do really enjoy a little bit cooler weather. But at any rate, it's good to be here. And, when people ask, what does Lutheran Senior Services do? Probably the easiest answer is our mission statement, helping older adults live life to the fullest. And it is based on John 10, verse 10, where we learn that, where we hear Jesus' words, and he says, I have come that you may have life and have it to abundance, or have it to the full. And so that just encompasses so much. So when you look at older adults and you look at all the variety of different services that might be able be offered, it's great to see that as the need is deep, the reach of Lutheran Senior Services is wide. And one of those reaches, I know I've mentioned on the air different times, but for many, many years, we've had Reverend Walter Shadle as our Director of Church Relations. And that piece of reach isn't so much to help the older adults who come to us needing services, but rather as an outreach that's been part of Lutheran Senior Services for many years in trying to help congregations have a strong adult ministry. That's been a passion of Reverend Shadle's for many, many years. And so one of the pieces that we put out on a quarterly basis is called Engaging the Aging. And the intent of that piece is to really help those who receive it to give some thought to how the aging adults in their congregation might be reached in unique ways. And so I took a look just even at the last two. They come out in print, but you can also access it online. But the spring issue 2015, Walt's words, he's just talking about just observing as he visits congregations and he listens to what the congregants are saying about the ministry and he reads journals on aging. You know, he just kind of, he notices and he just kind of talks about what he sees. In the summer issue that just came out, he writes about intentionally making older ministry a top priority. And he really is that voice of advocacy to say there's a need for intentional ministry. But some of his observations that he shared in the spring were that, some congregations are only interested in serving young people. That's an observation he hears people say. Too many congregations fail to recognize older adults as gifts of God to the church. More and more congregations are beginning to seek and know the skills and abilities of older adults and are challenging them to use their gifts for kingdom work. Other congregations are helping older adults adjust to the changes in their lives. Few congregations promote an intergenerational ministry. A growing number of congregations are developing ministries that enhance and enrich the lives of their aging membership. Congregations are working together to touch the lives of an aging population, and congregations are changing their style of ministry to meet the needs of an aging population. And so then he says, what about your congregation? What can you do to challenge your congregation to enable and empower older adults to share their faith, gifts, and talents with others? How active is your congregation in touching the lives of the homebound and residents in care centers? And he kind of goes on to talking about different things. But the piece that really struck me when I was reading that was the one that said, more and more congregations are beginning to seek and know the skills and abilities of older adults and challenging them to use their gifts for kingdom work. And inside, he actually shared some strategies for doing that. And he also shared some quotes from who he calls joyful retirees. And one of them says, before retiring, plan to reinvent yourself as one who gives back as much as you can. So I thought about that, and I thought, you know, we talk about the strategies for a healthier, happier life. We talk about aging smart, aging well, aging gracefully. And a theme that always kind of comes together for me is that whole idea of meaning and purpose. And I think we tend to think the older we get, the less we can contribute. When in reality, the older we get, the more we can contribute. We might have some limitations physically someday, but still that wisdom of still serving on committees and still engaging your ideas, still using that gift of voice in the choir, still, and actually, I think about now, VBS, and you may think the older you are, the less you're needed in VBS, but my goodness, there are those background things. There are so many things. I think of the older adult being able to go to VBS and just be that person that walks with the teacher or sits with there and, you know, puts the little restless kids on their lap or is back in the kitchen or is preparing the craft area. And just being around, I mean, he mentions intergenerational ministry, just being around those younger children can energize.
That's exactly what happens in my congregation. We have an intergenerational VBS, a family VBS, where the whole family stays together. And just what you described there, older adults are very much so a part of that, whether it's interacting with other families or leading snack time, all kinds of things.
I think that's just fantastic. I think that we just kind of tend to forget that. Yeah. And we think, my goodness, for me to commit that whole week, you know, blah, 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 all this stuff. I shouldn't say blah, 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 but that's kind of how it feels sometimes when we can come up with all the excuses, but at the end of that week, you would just be touched in so many different ways.
And our seniors quite often are gifted with more time than others in our congregation.
Absolutely. I think that as you, as someone who serves in the congregation and helps put that together, having that ability to understand that, just to kind of outline what that would be, to kind of make sure that role is very defined, really makes it easier for somebody to step into. But I love that idea of intentionally mixing the groups. And so I would encourage, you know, now it's the summertime, so we've got Vacation Bible School, but many of our listeners might be part of congregations that also have schools or preschools, and just really recruiting some of those older adults to come in and to do some of the background stuff, to do some of the, you know, if you're running a daycare, someday I just want to rock those babies. You know, just reading, just maybe older adults, kind of doing a guest grandma, grandpa once a month that comes and reads to the children, but gives meaning and purpose to that older adult and also gives them an opportunity to share those gifts and abilities with others. So if you're listening, well, of course, if you're hearing my voice, you're listening. Those of you who are listening, you might be an older adult, and I'm hoping you're thinking, what are those gifts and abilities I could use? If you're not an older adult, hopefully you're thinking, what are some ways in my own congregation we might mix and mingle the generations of our older adults?
We have so much that we can learn and gain from one another, regardless of age.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I think about that devotionally. I think about the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians, where we learn about the body of Christ. And we say that, you know, all of us are together. All of us together are part of Christ's body, and we all have a part in it. And in Romans 12, that really talks about how we all have different gifts as part of Christ's body. And, you know, I read a quote recently that said, the meaning of life is to find your gift. The purpose of life is to give it away. And that quote is by a gentleman named David Biscott. And I guess he's a psychologist and probably like Dr. Fraser Crane and Fraser. He had like a radio program for a while. But when I think about that, I think about the fact that I think about the vision of a bobblehead. Not the Martin Luther bobblehead that's going around that can be ordered, but I think about going to a baseball game. So baseball games, sometimes, you know, the first X number that walk into a baseball game get this bobblehead. And when you look at a bobblehead, you think of how it's made. It's got this spring in it, but the head is bigger than the body. So the head bobs and bobs and bobs and bobs and bobs. And so it just keeps on going. But the body doesn't really go anywhere of a bobblehead. So I think about how we sometimes use our gifts and abilities. Kind of speaking right now to the younger folks, we tend to get overly busy because instead of defining what our gifts are and then intentionally using them to use the gift, we spread ourselves really, really thin. So we're the bobblehead that just keeps moving and moving and moving, but doesn't really go anywhere. So the older we get and the wiser we get, sometimes we think, you know, I know that they need this, but that's not really my gift. But here's my gift. Where can I use it? And then instead of just bobbing and bobbing and bobbing, you really become a servant with heart and you go somewhere. Now, going somewhere simply meaning that what you do touches a life of someone else. And you just kind of serve with heart then as you move and serve one another, not just like the little bobblehead, but really defining those gifts and using them.
The Lord endows us with gifts that we might serve our neighbor, therefore the benefit of our neighbor.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And that's how you move. You may not physically need to move. And the older we get, sometimes, like I said, maybe our abilities are limited in moving out and about. But oh my goodness, a ministry of writing thank you notes, a ministry of serving at the reception desk in the front of the church, a ministry of calling the homebound in the congregation just to let them know, or dropping off a treat for them, where we don't need to move out a whole lot, but what we do can move out and be that touch of Christ to others.
Very good. Amen. Thank you, Jane. Always great to chat with you and looking forward to more conversations in the future.
Excellent. Sounds good. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk with Dr. Bob Weiss at Concordia Seminary here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO.